Lesson 1G, Exercises 2 and 3. Student 1.
First of all, I'd like to know something about you. Tell me something about your home life.
Well, I live in a three-bedroom flat with my parents and my younger brother. My aunt and uncle live in a flat in the same block, so we see them often. They come round for meals 2 or 3 days a week, and we go to theirs. They haven't got any children, and they've always treated me and my brother as if we were their son and daughter. It's nice having two sets of parents.
Yes, I can imagine. And what about hobbies? Do you have any time for those?
Music is a hobby for me. I play the piano and the guitar. I used to have piano lessons, but I've stopped those now. I've never had guitar lessons. I taught myself. I'd like to play in a band one day. Oh, and also, I've been doing karate for 2 years. But to be honest, I don't get a lot of time for hobbies, given that I have to do all my schoolwork and my jobs around the house.
I see. And finally, could you tell me something about your career ambitions, if you have any, and in particular, why you need a high level of English?
Yes, well, I want to become a doctor. That means studying science at school and then medicine at university. All medical students are expected to have a good level of English, but I'm keen to speak the language really well. I'd like to spend some time in the USA after university. That's always been my ambition.
Thank you.
Student 2.
I'd like to begin by asking you some questions about yourself. Firstly, tell me about your home life.
Sure. Although I was born in Barcelona, we now live in a detached house just outside a village on the coastal road. It's a very quiet spot and very attractive, what with the sea in the distance and the mountains behind us. There are 5 of us in the house, me, my parents, and my 2 brothers, and we all get along well most of the time, although it has to be said that I do argue with my brothers from time to time, particularly with the younger one. But I guess that's normal for families.
I'm sure it is. Now, could you say something about your hobbies?
I prefer to do outdoor activities, like cycling and rock climbing. I'm also very keen on water sports, particularly surfing. However, even though we live very near the coast, I don't manage to get to the beach as often as I would like to, except during the school holidays. But I'll be spending as much time as possible there when my exams are over, seeing as I'm not planning to get a job over the summer.
I see. And talking of exams, can you tell me why you are keen to achieve a high level of English? Is it for career reasons?
It's partly for career reasons, yes. A good level of English will help me to find a job. English is required for so many jobs these days, bearing in mind the global nature of most businesses. But apart from that, I also have an interest in foreign languages and plan to study them at university. So for that reason, a high level of English is essential.
Thanks very much.